I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, rolling with the undisputed king of wheelchair motocross. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
Alex Rodriguez reacted to an arbitrator's ruling that he must serve a 162-game suspension this week. In fact, he reacted twice. His lawyers filed suit against Major League Baseball and the Players Association. And then Mr. Rodriguez told the media in Mexico that the league had done him, quote, a favor because now he can relax throughout 2014 and prepare for, quote, a new chapter of my life. Do you think the lawsuit was a prank?
Lemons. Let's make some tasty lemonade. Yeah, he's going to spend a year healing up and relaxing and regenerating himself and rejuvenating himself mentally and physically and doing so by answering about 9,000 depositions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when he comes back, he'll only be 40, so he'll be fine.
He'll be absolutely ready to go.
This week, Clayton Kershaw became the most spectacularly well-compensated pitcher in baseball. Have you his numbers at hand?
I do. 7 years and $215 million. A lot of other pitchers are going to be most notably John Lester of the Boston Red Sox, are going to be sending Clayton Kershaw some nice Valentine's Day gifts.
So, what's it going to be in Sunday's conference championship games? Patriots v. 49ers, Patriots v. Seahawks, Seahawks v. Broncos, Broncos v. 49ers, or do the Patriots play the Broncos in the Super Bowl because all anybody really wants to see is Tom Brady against Peyton Manning as many times as possible?
Yeah, you feel kind of bad for Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson, the two quarterbacks playing in the NFC championship game. Both of them had terrific seasons. I think the Broncos will manage to hold off the Patriots and win very narrowly at home, and I think the 49ers will beat the Seahawks, and I think you'll see Colin Kaepernick and Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl.
The NFL thought it had put the so-called concussion lawsuit behind it by offering to split $765 million among thousands of former players, Charlie. But federal judge Anita Brody wants more evidence that the settlement will be sufficient. Where does it go from here?
It goes back to the accountants, and it was always a bad deal for the players, and I'm glad Judge Brody spotted it.
On the same day that Judge Brody said she needed more evidence, NFL spokesperson Greg Aiello proposed that players, including concussed players, be fined for not following the league's concussion protocol. What?
This is a spokesman for a league whose owners ignored this problem for 75 years and suddenly is deciding that the person who gets the concussion has to be responsible for what he did. It's very much like tobacco companies suing smokers.
Yeah, I mean, he just got a concussion. He must be thinking clearly enough to decide
to
whether or not to go back in the game.
To follow the protocol.
Yeah, absolutely. Denver quarterback Peyton Manning stood at the line of scrimmage last weekend and shouted Omaha more than 40 times while in the course of beating the Chargers. Why does he do that, and what good did it do him?
Well, it has something to do with changing the play at the line of scrimmage. If I were he, but given what's happened, if I were he, I would have yelled Maserati, Maserati all the time because Omaha Steaks is thinking about giving him a deal. Because he yells Omaha at the line of scrimmage.
He could have gotten
We are now going to have corporate branding on the plays. So, sooner or later, we're going to have someone running the Tostitos off tackle play.
There was a scary moment for Olympic halfpipe champion Shaun White this week, Charlie, after he fell face first during a slope-style qualifier. Do you think the entire USOC plus all of White's sponsors were holding their collective breath on that one?
I think NBC might have had a few palpitations, too. He's the one unquestioned star of the X Games side of the Winter Olympics. Not for nothing, but isn't it time for Shaun White to consider, like, retiring?
U.S. Women's National Team goalie Jessie Vetter had to get a new goalie's mask. What didn't the USOC like about her mask?
The International Olympic Committee, friend to dictators, once run by a Francoist named Juan Antonio Samaranch, and which once handed the Olympics to Hitler and was preparing to hand the 1940 Olympics to Japan, has decided that the first three words of the United States Constitution, that is, we the people, are, quote, a form of publicity or propaganda, commercial or otherwise. Hmm. This is yet another reason why the IOC needs to be torn down and the earth salted so its relics never rise again.
Elsewhere in hockey, a team called the Bobcats up in Canada has paid tribute to Don Cherry, and I think they've done it brilliantly. What do you think?
Yes, first of all, they are the Lloydminster Bobcats. We don't want to leave the heroic name of their town out. They've put together Don Cherry jerseys, which are like plaid, and they wear black pants with them, but they look like one of Don Cherry's famous sport coats.
There you go.
And I suspect if they're tough enough to wear these in an actual hockey game, they're probably all tough enough to play in the NHL.
The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Houston Rockets 104-92 on Thursday night. The final score is not particularly noteworthy, although how Houston got their 92 points is fascinating. 73 points in the first half, 19 in the second.
I've never seen anything like that.
Do you suppose at halftime the coach said, "Relax, boys, we got this one"?
I'm not sure that the coach didn't say, "Relax, boys, here's the keg."
University of North Carolina Chancellor Carol Folt has put a stop to research being done by a reading specialist the school had hired. Mary Willingham said that 60% of UNC's football and basketball players from 2004 to 2012 read at a fourth to eighth grade level. I wonder if Folt had difficulty reading the report.
I think that the worst thing she could have done is suspend the report. I mean, it was a bad enough story then. Now it looks worse. Anybody who's surprised by it, of course, hasn't been paying attention.
All right, let us now salute Serena Williams, who on Friday set an Australian Open record of 61 match wins in that tournament. She's playing some of the best tennis of her career right now,
yes.
Isn't she?
Yes, and I certainly hope she survives because everybody in Australia is being lit on fire at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe some of the days that they played, it was 110 degrees courtside, something like
that?
It
was 110 degrees in the stadium. It was hotter than that on courtside. You had ball kids fainting, you had players fainting, you had line judges fainting, you had fans fainting. And, of course, global warming is a hoax.
And finally, Jersey City will rename its Christopher Columbus Drive. Starting on January 26th, it will be known as Super Bowl Drive. So, any truth to the rumor that Roger Goodell will henceforth be known as King Ferdinand Goodell?
I have no idea. This is really terrific, and I suspect that people would rather live on Super Bowl Drive than Columbus Drive.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week here at Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. We'll be right back.